Hello, this is Joseph Trapanese, composer and music producer for Disney's Lady and the Tramp, and you're listening to The Annotator.
Welcome to The Annotator, where composers share their thoughts and stories about their original scores. This is episode 103, where composer Joseph Trapanese talks about his original score for the Disney Plus feature film, Lady and the Tramp. This is Christopher Coleman, and you can find all episodes of this podcast at theannotator.net or wherever you find quality podcasts. Joseph Trapanese is best known for his sleek score work for blockbuster films like Tron Legacy, Straight Outta Compton, The Greatest Showman, Oblivion, and The Raid series. As a composer, arranger, and producer for film, television, theater, and video game music, he has collaborated with a number of mainstream musical acts such as Daft Punk, M83, Mike Shinoda, and Dr. Dre. His solo work also includes Stuber, Arctic, Robin Hood, Only the Brave, Earth to Echo, and two installments of the Divergent series. Now a new live-action Lady and the Tramp, one of his latest works, was just released on the new streaming service Disney+. The 2019 Lady and the Tramp is a timeless retelling of the 1955 animated classic of a pampered house dog and a tough but lovable stray who embarks on an unexpected adventure and, despite their differences, grow closer and come to understand the value of home. The film is directed by Charlie Bean and written by Andrew Bojalski and Cary Grandlin, produced by Walt Disney Pictures, and was released on November 12, 2019. In this episode, composer Joseph Trapanese shares how he embraced the famous Bella Notte from the original Lady and the Tramp from 1955, while also writing his own original music and themes for this newest version. He reveals how he incorporated the original Bella Notte, as well as creating his own new arrangements of the unforgettably romantic song. Trapanese also details a number of the key original themes he wrote for the film, and names a number of the talented musicians who performed them.
This track is the opening of the film. It's the main title, obviously using the original Bella Notte from the 1955 Lady and the Tramp. It was really awesome when Charlie Bean came into my studio and asked me if I could arrange Bella Notte for the opening of the film. So it's a similar opening to the original film, but our own unique original arrangement, different from the 1955 film. As you might know, I spent years studying arranging and orchestration, and it feels just like composing to me. It just happens that I didn't write the tune myself. I'm working with someone else's. And this is actually the original solo vocal from the opening of the film, of the original film Peace on Earth. Disney was awesome and gave us the original master tapes, and we had them redigitized in a super high quality format. It's interesting when rewatching the film, you remember, oh, it's a Christmas movie. So we made our new one a Christmas movie as well. And one of of the most important things that Charlie and I spoke about at the very beginning was a sound for Tramp. You know, he lives on the streets. He improvises. He has a lot of fun. And the film takes place in the teens. And the most popular music at that time was early jazz. It was a traditional New Orleans-style early music. Early jazz music, Louis Armstrong, that sort of thing. And this features Nicholas Payton, incredible trumpet player from New Orleans. We went down and recorded him playing a lot of music for us. And thank you to Disney for putting that together, for helping put that together. Our arranger, who put together those musicians and helped me lead those sessions, that was Sarah Morrow. This part you're hearing right now was recorded in L.A., amazing orchestra here in town, some amazing guitar work by Andrew Sinowick, and the incredible orchestra here in LA. This next part was recorded in New Orleans, some incredible Piedmont blues. We added LA musicians later, drums, bass, more guitars. But I jokingly call the Tramp's intro a tour through American music, early American music. You know, we have jazz, orchestral music, blues. It was such a blast to work on this movie because rarely do you get to work on a film like this with a director like this, with a studio that's so supportive, with a whole team that invites music to be a real part of the film, to help drive the storytelling process, to help drive the characterizations, the tone of the film. Bass clarinet solo here. These sessions were so much fun. Dan Higgins leading the group. He did a lot of the band arrangements for the score. So cool to work alongside him. Quinn on drums, Trey Henry on bass. It's a great group. And there's Nicholas Payton again. Just so awesome to have him be a part of this film and to really characterize Tramp. We recorded him first in September 2018 in New Orleans before a frame of picture was shot. Went off, film was shot, wrote the score, and then brought him back to record more with us here in L.A. Lady's introduction. This is her theme. It was really important that we differentiate between Lady and Tramp using music. She comes from an upper middle class family, so she's more refined, trained. This is one of the few parts in the film where we have quote unquote cutesy music. We wanted to make sure that the audience really understands that there is real emotion here with these animals, that every dog deserves a home, that they feel real feelings and have real goals and needs and desires. But when you have a insanely cute puppy on screen, sometimes there's only one way to do it. Switch into the home theme. This is an emotional theme I wrote very early on, influenced by Americana of that time, very Copland-like, really just emphasizing that every dog deserves a home. And this gives Lady's character strength and conviction as she's going up the stairs. This is Sarah Anden playing the alto flute. I wrote so many flute solos in this film for her. And she played them beautifully. Was so happy she was able to be a part of the session. And this is Laura Brennis on French horn. Gina Zimitti introduced me to her work. Gina's my contractor for these dates, and I needed a great horn solo since there were so many horn solos. And of course, this is Belinda Broughton playing the violin solos. She was the concertmaster for these sessions. She's an incredible musician, incredible orchestra leader, and someone that I could turn to and trust. Jake Braun on cello. I've been fortunate to work with him for many years now through the Echo Society. That's how I was introduced to him. He plays a lot of cello with our ensemble. So I was really happy to have him play with the orchestra here. Getting on the boat. This is where you first hear ladies and tramps music combining. So this is the jazz band playing ladies theme as she kind of develops that same tramp swagger and allows her to sneak her way onto the boat. Gonna drop the clarinet down there. Favorite things ever. So big music for when they're getting onto the boat. The dinner date continues. And you'll hear the music combining a little bit more throughout this piece. You'll hear Nicholas Payton playing some amazing trumpet solos, some cello stuff down there playing tramp music. So this is the ladies' theme, but with some tramp influences, they're kind of flirting on the top of the boat. So this next part, you're all going to recognize Bella Notte from the original film.
Oh, this is the night. It's a beautiful night.
He did a lot of mock-ups of this early on, just trying to find the right direction forward. A lot of conversations with our filmmaker, Charlie Bean, Brigham Taylor, our producer, and Kaylin Frank from Disney. And we all decided it would be great for it to be more mandolin-driven. Than the original, which was more accordion-driven. And our incredible actor, F. Murray Abraham, he lives in New York, so we flew to New York, put together an amazing group of musicians, rehearsed them in the studio, and then brought Murray in, and we recorded it all in the same room together. It was really incredible. And then we all flew down to set and shot it on film. It was an incredible experience. Arturo Castro, of course, singing this harmony. We recorded him in Savannah on set the day before we shot this.
This is the night, and the
I had these strings day before we recorded them. It was a test. Just wrote it directly into the sheet music and had the orchestra play it, and nobody batted an eye, and it was beautiful, and it made it into the final film. I can't take any credit for this. This is literally note for note the original arrangement of the stroll through the park from the dinner date in the original film. And I have to give a huge thanks to Booker White, who reached into the archives, got this music for us. Jennifer Hammond, my orchestrator, who not only adapted it to our 2019 orchestra, but also clicked it out to the original version so that what you hear in the film is a kind of a combination of what you're hearing now, as well as the original vocals from the first film. So I highly encourage you seeing this to picture. Oh gosh, this is so lush. I wish they'd let me write like this now. The musicians really ate this up. They love playing this. And you could hear it. It's just an incredible performance. and of course our incredible choir put together by Jasper Randall. Just amazing performances all around. Thank you so much, everyone, for spending a little bit of your Belladonna with me. My name is Joseph Trapanese. I wrote the score and produced the songs for Disney's new Lady and the Tramp. You've been listening to The Annotator.
Thank you for listening to this episode of The Annotator with composer Joseph Trapanese and his original score for the Disney Plus feature film Lady and the Tramp. The original score for Lady and the Tramp was released by Walt Disney Records on November 12, 2019 and can be purchased at Amazon.com, iTunes, or as streaming on Spotify or Apple Music. You can find out more and hear more music by Joseph Trapanese at his official site, JoeComposer.com, or you can follow him on Twitter at JoeComposer. The Annotator is produced by me, Christopher Coleman, and you can find more episodes at TheAnnotator.net or wherever you find quality podcasts. And wherever you do listen, please let us know what you think of the show and leave us a review. If you know someone that might enjoy The Annotator, we'd love for you to tell them about the show as well. You can also follow the show on Twitter at Audio Annotator or on Facebook or Instagram at The Annotator, or you can send us your feedback about this or any other episode via email to theannotatorpodcast@gmail.com.